like show business.
I'm John DeSandro.
Well, I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time. It's either 3:01 clock or 8:01 clock. Oops, no, we're not in Casablanca.
As he was learning English. What o'clock is it? Oh, it's double o'clock. Yeah.
The movie with one of the most awkward titles of the year.
Yes.
Is The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Yes.
And this is a young adult novel. When I saw you go out, I thought you were a little bit perplexed by it.
Very perplexed. And it's not because of even just the couple of gin martinis beforehand and my normal nap, you know, about 20 minutes into the movie. I think this would have had me perplexed if I had watched it several times. And it's great production values. Charming cast.
Yeah.
Jack Black, quite fetching in it. Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett. One of the distracting things in the movie for me was no matter how great an actress she is, she's misplaced.
She's such a good, subtle actress. And this called for over the top, like Jack Black. He was perfect for it because he's always over the top. But she had added a subtlety, which I found to be about the best part of the whole.
Together. Now, they play a witch and a warlock.
Yes.
Black and Blanchett.
Yeah.
When they're together, they're a really good combination.
Yes.
Individually, I thought it was a loss.
Yeah.
Particularly Jack Black.
Well, especially his interaction with the little boy.
Yeah. Don't you think it was flat?
Flat. Together, you're right. Jack by himself really didn't. Cate turned in kind of an action heroine.
Headbutting a jack-o'-lantern?
Yes. Creepy dolls. John, the whole movie, though, I kept comparing it to other movies like that Fantastic Beasts.
And Goosebumps. And Harry Potter.
A movie that I thought was quite charming. Hugo. Clock motif also.
This is an Amblin production.
Yes, this is an Amblin
Which is one
production.
Of his problems. They're trying to relive a Spielberg great moments like this, and he can't.
And the boy, after a while, I really got annoyed with his like little aviator goggles.
While he's got that Spielbergian look about him, innocent.
The white eye. And critics always have blasted Spielberg about characters, adults, but particularly children. The wide-eyed looking at something, be it a dinosaur or an alien. And this kid, he was subtle enough. I really got kind of confused, especially when the whole thing dealing with the death of his parents, or are they really dead, or were the eerie old mansions.
Oh, this Victorian mansion's beautiful, yes.
Yeah, probably 1920s.
But you know, when you've got a lion defecating on the kid.
I know.
You know, this
litter
is
box. Yes. That,
they
needed to put some cheap laughs in it. What better cheap laughs? Because at least the kids would get a big laugh
out of this
animated shrug.
That's for kids who may not go to this film. When you're talking about necromancy, fascination with the dead, and raising the dead, I don't know where kids can really. One of the problems with the movie is that it's not scary enough.
It was cute scary.
Yeah. Think about it. One of the losses I thought here was, not as you said, not playing enough on McLaughlin's role, coming back from the dead. That could be scary, but they didn't really do anything with that, is that we don't have a villain other than some clock in the wall. So this movie, while pleasant, doesn't appear to me to have the kind of legs it's going to need to carry it over the way a Steven Spielberg production might have done years ago. It's directed by Eli Roth, who made his name on some pretty awful hostile movies, awful meaning, full blood, and so bringing him over to this one, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to lay the blame on him because, of course, it's the writers that who initially are making this thing work.
Yeah.
But as the director, I'm wondering if it didn't feel to me like he was pulling back.
Well, probably so because of all the press that he got for all these extremely disturbing, gory movies.
Wayne Miller.
Yeah.
The film is The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Yeah.
What grade would you award it?
There were enjoyable bits, so I'm going to give it a C.
I'm upgrading to a C+ because of Cate Blanchett. You're right. She lends gravity and class to the film, though I still think she's misplaced.
Yeah.
You can bring your young adults, and then they'll crab about it afterwards.
I would think that
wasn't scary enough.
Now, John, are we in some sort of time warp?
We always are because we don't know whether we're 3:01 or 8:01 on Fridays.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.